Anybody go to the movies over the weekend?
Well, a lot of Swifties did, Bob. Good morning. And you know, The Life of a Showgirl, it's pretty good. Taylor Swift has the number one movie and the number one album in the land. Her movie, the official release party of A Showgirl to coincide with the album Life of a Showgirl, number one at the box office, $33 million here, $46 million worldwide.
And so not even Prince could pull this off when Purple Rain came out, right?
Some trivia. Prince, when Purple Rain came out, his album was only number three, and the movie was number one. Whitney Houston was next, which she couldn't do it either. The Bodyguard as a movie debuted in third place, and her album only number two. So Taylor for the win.
Yeah, as always. I keep hearing great things about the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, One Battle After Another. How did that do?
It's going to do great. It's jumped the $100 million mark, which is important. And it's one of these movies that's going to last. You know, you should go see it before it hits streaming, but it's going to get tons of awards coming up, all the awards, things for Leo, for Sean Penn, for the movie. So I think, you know, people have a good chance of seeing it in theaters till maybe even Christmas.
Yeah, it's on our list. We know more about the Everybody Loves Raymond reunion now. Fill us in, Cindy.
Well, it is funny, Bob. It's their 30th anniversary reunion on CBS, a 90-minute special. But when you do the math, Raymond debuted in 1996. It's only really their 29th year. But who cares, right? We're just splitting hairs here. But it's a big special. I love that show. I watch it all the time. It's going to be hosted by Phil Rosenthal and Ray Romano. Special conversations that were never heard, outtakes and scenes we've never seen, and also a nice tribute to Doris Roberts and Peter Boyle, who were so amazing as the parents, Frank and Marie Barone.
So this is going to be on CBS?
CBS special, 90 minutes in November. And I just spoke with Brad Garrett, who lives in Vegas and has a comedy club, and he said they've been begged to do a new series, an update, something, and they said no. There's just no way we could do it without Frank and Marie.
Last night on CBS, there was a big Grammy salute to Cyndi Lauper from the Hollywood Bowl. I saw a little bit of it. I recorded it. I can't wait to see the whole thing. It looked pretty good.
It was great, and it wasn't just that she's an amazing voice still. You know, sometimes when people get older, their voices weaken a little. No, not one bit. But she's a great storyteller. So there's a lot of times where she's talking in between the songs, talking about how much this has meant to her and how much her songs have meant, especially to women. And she has some great guest stars, Joni Mitchell, which is amazing to see her come out. At the end, she introduced a new girl you might have heard about, and that was Cher, who came out and sang Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And Cyndi said she's done with these big tours, but we haven't heard the last of her. This is supposedly the farewell tour, but it might not be so much of a big farewell.
John Legend and Brandi Carlile also on that show. And you can still see it on Paramount Plus now, can't you?
You can see it on Paramount Plus, and she did all the hits. You don't realize how many hits she has until she started going through them, and they sounded great. John Legend and her did Time After Time. Wow, that was a major moment. And then there were little congratulations. Billie Eilish said Cyndi actually took her in at one point when she was a young artist and advised her. She's really done so much for other women artists over the years, too.
Yeah, unique performer for sure. Pretty soon people will be watching and talking about Big Little Lies. It's coming back, isn't it?
I love it. We're going back to Monterey. They've talked about this forever, but the third season of Big Little Lies is official at HBO, finally. They have a writer in Francesca Sloan, and it still has the whole main cast, Nicole Reese, Laura Dern, Zoe Kravitz, Shailene Woodley, and little scoop, now that the only problem is the kids are so much older, so they are going to do a time jump and have it be where we don't know if these ladies went to prison. That's where we left off. They were about to turn themselves in. But the kids are going to be teenagers in this installment.
Got it. Coming back to HBO. Cyndi was hanging with J-Lo. Tell us about that.
J-Lo on a Sunday morning for Kiss of the Spider-Woman. J-Lo looking gorgeous as always out of New York. And that movie is very touching. I saw it over the weekend. I think that's going to get a ton of Oscar notice, too. Based on the hit Broadway play, J-Lo plays a few different roles, but mostly she's this classic movie star. in Argentina, and the rest of the story is two men in Argentina trying to cope with prison life, and they sort of have this fantasy of this movie star. And J-Lo said this has been up her alley for years. She's always wanted to do a movie musical, used to sit there and watch West Side Story over and over again. And she said, you know, it was a gift to play this old-fashioned movie star with the hair and the makeup. And they asked her all this stuff. Can you jump off a desk and start dancing immediately? Can you race down a staircase and dance? She said she just said yes to everything and figured she'd figure it out along the way. So, but she, it's an amazing dance festival, lots of singing, and it's got this gorgeous Technicolor every time she's on. It's a really cool movie.
The director, Bill Condon, and he did the movie version of Chicago, didn't he?
He did Chicago, so it's so well done. And Colleen Atwood, the many Oscar time-winning costume designer, did all of these costumes that are going to be in museums someday. Everything on J-Lo is gorgeous. And it has a nice message about love is all that really matters, no matter what's going on. So J-Lo said that also attracted her to this movie.
Now I think of J-Lo as kind of diva-like. When you're interviewing her, what's it like?
You know, first of all, this sounds weird, but she smells so amazing. And for years, we've always said, what are you wearing? And she'll never tell you. But she is. She's very warm. She's really touchy, smelling amazing. And she looks so awesome. She was wearing white pants and like a houndstooth jacket and a white shirt with the long flowing hair. And she's just very sweet and natural, like she's known you for 500 years. Huh. And just super nice. She'll just answer any question you want. And no one went there, but this movie was produced by Ben Affleck, her ex, which they brought this together a long time ago. But, you know, she seems pretty much over that. She's back to work and back to touring and lots of good things coming up for her.
All right. Not a difficult interview, huh? Okay.
A sweet. You know, usually the bigger they are, the nicer they are in that situation.
And the nicer they smell, apparently.
And then we could do Stars Who Smell Bad as another segment someday.
Yeah, I want to hear about that next time. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good
Thanks,
one.
Bob.